Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
After plenty of speculation, it's confirmed Jeff Hardy is All Elite. For Thursday, March the 10th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Before we get started, I want to make sure that you are protected and you have access to thousands and thousands of hours of content across thousands and thousands of servers across 60 countries. You can do that with NordVPN, confirmed to be the fastest VPN on the market. And whatever platform you're using, whether it's an Android, whether it's iOS, whether you've got Android TV, it works on everything across platform. You can be protected by NordVPN. If you've never used a VPN before, basically, you can be in one country and virtually pretend to be in another one. Maybe a country that has a certain wrestling network that you'd like to consume more of that you can't in the country you're currently in. NordVPN allows you to do that. Plus, it protects you when you're online as well. If you're logging on to sort of sketchy airport, restaurant, bar, Wi-Fis, NordVPN will make sure your device stays safe. And it does all of that for the price of a posh cup of coffee every single month. You think about what you might spend on something like a coffee. For the sake of one less mocha super frappuccino type thing, you can be protected and have access to a world, literally a world of content with NordVPN. You can sign up at nordvpn.com/cultaholic and use the code word cultaholic to get a free gift when you sign up as well. Plus, an extra month absolutely free. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if this isn't for you, that's fine. No risk, no money crossed. You'd be absolutely fine if it's not for you. But spoiler, it's going to be for you. Find out more and sign up at nordvpn.com/cultaholic.
Summer's game is going to catch up with Sting and Darby, it would appear. Wait a minute! Wait a minute! Jeffrey Nero Hardy is here tonight and ready to fight!
Jeff Hardy takes out Mark Quinn! Takes out the Blade, and here's the Butcher. Oh, the Butcher gets rocked. Jeff Hardy has arrived in All Elite Wrestling.
This crowd has had an out-of-body experience just like we have. Jeff Hardy coming to his brother's aid. And now those giant odds are in the favor. Look.
Matt Hardy with the twist of fate. JR, this can mean only one thing.
The strange enigma going up top. Boom!
The Swanton Bomb from Jeff Hardy.
The brothers have reunited. You're seeing a an emotional family reunion, if you will, here on Dynamite.
And Darby Allin looks as shocked as anyone.
That was Jeff Hardy making his AEW debut last night on Dynamite. Matt Hardy being kicked out of AHFO, I guess is now AFO. Darby Allin and Sting came to make the save as he was getting beaten down, but they got overwhelmed very quickly. Enter Jeff Hardy to classic Hardy Boys theme to make the save. Tony Khan tweeting out shortly afterwards that iconic graphic and the message simply saying, it's official, Jeff Hardy is All Elite. So that was indeed the Hardy Boys music that you heard there, which As Fightful Select reported last night, just a few hours before the show, AEW were working to get the rights for. WWE don't technically own that theme because it's stock music. It was music that was given to the Hardys back in 1999, and it just kind of stuck as their music. But WWE don't technically own it. I think it's the same, should you be interested to know, I think it's the same with Hardcore Holly's theme. I might be wrong. Like his first one, not the How Do You Like Me Now one, his first one. I think it is. Again, not that you care, but just putting that out there. I might be wrong. But Jeff Hardy, after all that speculation, after revealing that he's joining and then backtracking on it, yep, he is indeed All Elite. And he and Matt Hardy have reunited on AEW Dynamite. That wasn't the end of the big movements from last night's very busy episode of Dynamite. We saw Scorpio Sky become the new TNT champion. Sammy Guevara getting quite a pasting in this one. He hit a 450 splash off the table and suffered a rib injury in storyline terms. He's fine in real life. This led to that injury being exacerbated later in the match and Scorpio Sky taking advantage to win the title. This is Scorpio Sky's first run as TNT champion, and he will be defending it for the first time next week against Wardlow on St. Patrick's Day Slam, that Dynamite special we've got coming up next week. It was during that match, actually the conclusion of that match, I should say, as Ty Conti came out to check on her boyfriend Sammy Guevara, that Paige Van Zandt made her presence felt and attacked Ty Conti. She then signed her AEW contract on Ty Conti's back. This was indeed an official signing for AEW because Tony Khan tweeted out shortly afterwards that Paige Van Zandt, former UFC star, has officially joined All Elite Wrestling as a contracted talent. That's a nice way of doing it. Slightly different, signing on Ty Conti's back like she's a table. Strange one, that one. The shocks, surprises, twists and turns continued throughout a busy night on Dynamite. In fact, this is how Dynamite opened, I should say. Chris Jericho coming out at the beginning of the night to shake hands with Eddie Kingston, something he should have done at Revolution. As he did, 2.0 and Daniel Garcia hit the ring to attack them both. They were noticeably softer on Jericho than Kingston. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Santana and Ortiz hit the ring to help Jericho out. Jericho ends up attacking them both. Jake Hager heads out to the ring, feigning shock before aligning with Jericho. So this is a heel turn for Chris Jericho and a new alliance formed with Hager 2.0 and Daniel Garcia, the Chris Jericho Appreciation Society. It's a catchy name, that is. It's a catchy name. So Chris Jericho, if you were like, there was obviously some question marks about his alignment, and he's a proper baddie now, and the work he's doing with Eddie Kingston, and now Santana and Ortiz in the mix as well. That continues from here. Will we see any of that play out next week on the St. Patrick's Day Slam episode of AEW Dynamite? That is yet to be seen. What we do know is, as well as seeing Scorpio Sky defend the TNT title against Wardlow on that St. Patrick's Day special, we will also see Thunder Rosa having another chance to win the AEW Women's title. She beat Layla Hirsch on Dynamite last night. And after the match, Tony Schiavone revealed that the rematch between her and Dr. Britt Baker will be inside a steel cage. They're going to have a cracker in a steel cage. Lots went down on last night's episode of AEW Dynamite. But the big talking point coming from the show is a new champion crowned and the official debut to AEW of Jeffrey Nero Hardy.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Today I signed a deal. I just became the new owner of Ring of Honor.
That was Tony Khan officially announcing a few weeks ago now that Ring of Honor is All Elite. The whole promotion is now owned by AEW and Tony Khan. We've got a few details on sort of where we're at with Ring of Honor in terms of the sale, in terms of future plans going forward. Thanks to SE Scoops for some of the work they've been doing on this growing story. They say, quote, Ring of Honor execs expect the final deal with Tony Khan to close around the first week of April. It could be finalized sooner than that, but that is the time frame they are working with. The general message to ROH staff has been described to us as, quote, we're fighting for you and exploring how to help everyone. If you want to stay in the wrestling business, we're doing our best, but there's no formal transition planned and no guarantee anybody will stay on. Trusted sources are saying that ROH employees were told the company doesn't get the impression this new regime is interested in hiring them after the sale goes through. Staff has been encouraged to explore new career opportunities, including speaking to Sinclair Broadcast Group's HR department about transferring elsewhere in the company. Severance packages have been considered, but nothing decided upon yet. What does this mean for some of the other levels of Ring of Honor, notably their streaming platform, Honor Club? Well, SE Scoops once again, quote, the Honor Club streaming service is in limbo. ROH has a call scheduled with AEW to review the technical setup behind Honor Club and determine if that asset will be included as part of the sale. Subscribers will be notified of changes to the service and where they can get video content going forward at some point. AEW owns the video library, but they may decide to present it in a different manner, maybe in line with something that AEW is working on regarding a streaming platform. They could merge the two together. I would imagine if AEW are discussing a streaming service of their own, I imagine they will add Ring of Honor to that as well. You want to bulk up that streaming platform, don't you? Now, Supercard of Honor is coming up next month. This is Ring of Honor's first show back, and this is something that was announced before the AEW takeover. And SE Scoops say that this has caused a little bit of concern going into it. Ring of Honor's pending sale, they say, has thrown planning for the upcoming Ring of Honor Supercard of Honor pay-per-view into disarray. Tony Khan's team wants to produce the pay-per-view and use their own production resources that they feel comfortable with. AEW also wants to handle the booking, but they are being respectful of what's already in place. The dynamic has been described to us as the AEW team wants things to go smoothly, but done their way. AEW requested a list of talent that is booked for that show, and the list provided includes Joe Hendry, Bandido, Jonathan Gresham, and the Briscoes. However, the Briscoes are not locked in just yet. They are working the main event of Impact Wrestling's Multiverse of Madness event across town later that evening. Ring of Honor has discussed the Briscoes wrestling FTR at Supercard of Honor and then working for Impact afterwards, but that's just wishful thinking at the moment. That'd be a busy night for the Briscoes if that ends up being what happens. Sources tell SE Scoops that Ring of Honor is way behind on the show's preparations, which includes finalizing the card, the booking, the travel arrangements, and all the other logistics. Earlier this week, a top Ring of Honor employee told staff, quote, one way or another, Supercard of Honor is happening. As of today, Supercard is moving forward. It's scheduled to take place Friday, April the 1st, at the Curtis Colwell Center in Garland, Texas, for the latest on the developing story of Ring of Honor being purchased by AEW and how that maps out going forward. You could check out cultaholic.com.
Self high five.
On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, our very own Ross Tweddle is in the amazing company of WWE Hall of Famer Diamond Dallas Page, the man behind DDP Yoga, the former WCW World Heavyweight Champion, and one of the main actors in Guardians of Justice on Netflix. It's very good. It's a trip. It's very good. But DDP is chatting to Ross about all the pet peeves in wrestling that he wants to send straight to hell. And there's a few stories that DDP shares along the way as well, including a conversation that DDP had with Kevin Nash when DDP was offered either a WWF contract or to take the Turner money and stay on the shelf. This is what Kevin Nash advised Diamond Dallas Page.
Take the money. No, do not go. Kevin Nash, if I listen to Kevin Nash throughout my entire career, and there's a lot of times I've listened to Kevin Nash, but there's a few key moments I did it. This was one of them.
Yeah.
He said, take the money. Don't be an idiot. Go in with all of us or go in later. If I listened to Kevin Nash, I would have a minimum of $3 million more dollars in my bank account than I do. And I mean $3 million. And I can go boop, 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 boop. And I still got millions. But I would have had way more. Kevin Nash is one of the smartest guys in the business.
Diamond Dallas Page sending his wrestling pet peeves straight to hell with Ross Tweddle right now at youtube.com/cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.